inside a club called Black's, which is a perfectly named club when you think about the fact we're here for Sue Black's birthday. I'm not going to reveal how old she is. She's trying to tell everybody she's 35. I think it might be a couple of years above 35. It's not far from Soho, or it might even be in Soho. Coming from a village, I have no idea. We're here for a wine tasting, and I walked in, and everybody was completely and utterly absorbed by the gentleman I'm standing next to.
Hi, this is Luca. I'm Luca Dusi from Verona originally. I live in London and I run my own company called Passione Vino, which is a company which focuses only in one thing: artisan, small, boutique-sized, natural winemakers. Doesn't matter where they come from Italy, doesn't matter which area they're from, doesn't matter which wine they are, but they have to be the most resonant example of their terroir or their great varieties.
What have you shown people tonight?
Tonight we went through a little bit of an experience from the north of Italy all the way down to the south. We had a very, very particular Franciacorta, which is a tiny area with more than just about 300 producers on the outskirts of Brescia, in the north side of Brescia, on the eastern coast, of the Lake of Iseo. This particular Franciacorta is a demi-sec, which means it has more or less 33 grams of sugar residue per liter, and it's also rosé, which is a very ladies-friendly wine. Because of the sugar residue, it's very soft, it's very moorish, it's very fruity. Then we moved on to a Lange Favorita, a very crispy white from the Piedmont. Originally, it used to be a Vermentino from Sardinia, but then because of the salt ways and some trade exchanging between Sardinia, Liguria, and then on to Piedmont, the Vermentino found its best place to grow within the Langa, in a little village called Verduno, and in Carrasco, do beg your pardon. And therefore is a little bit more acidic, more a little bit more lean, a little bit more flowery, then it's not so tropical fruit driven like the Sardinian counterpart. A very crispy, very versatile white wine. Then we move to one of my favorite, perhaps, is a Soave, which is from the eastern part of Verona, exactly where I came from, and it comes from the highest vineyard in all of the Soave area. It's called Vigna della Bra, and it's basically a 2010 Garganega 100% stainless steel, but it's been let to rest and refine for 20 months solely in a stainless steel tanks. It's supersonic. Then we started with some red wine, a very simple but very masculine and very expressive red wine from Piedmont again, made by a tiny, hard, proper farmer producer called Elio Sandri, who is in Montfort d'Alba. And this wine basically, in a way, is a sort of like how he uses his leftovers. So it's a third of Dolcetto, a third of Barbera, and a third of Nebbiolo for Barolo. Stainless steel, fantastic. Freshness from the Dolcetto, fruitiness from the Barbera, and depth from the Nebbiolo. Is absolutely a super versatile wine that I would drink every day. And then we finish with, the grand finale, which is a wine from Campania, made of a very indigenous grape variety very few people knows, called Pallagrello Nero, which has been coincidentally labeled from the producer as Cunto, which the spelling is C-U-N-T-O.
And the reason for you selecting these wines together, because you were given a very strict brief.
I have been given a very interesting but also a very difficult task, which I had to put together a selection of wines which they all had to have something in common. A sex or sexual or sexy
or rude
or rude or nasty or spicy, meaning or a story or something behind the scene which had to link anyway to...
I think you did an absolutely fantastic job and everybody was just kind of enthralled and I think more importantly really impressed with what they were tasting and your delivery, must I say, fantastico.
Grazie mille.
One more thing.
Yep.
What is it about the story of wine that gets you excited?
It's basically the passion behind it. I mean, every time you open a bottle of wine, it is not just something which is made. Every bottle has a different story. Every producer has a different philosophy. Every producer has his own little world, which is absolutely, amazing. But the most important thing, and the reason why I feel so attached to the wine, is because through wines, you can, if the wine is made very traditionally, through wines, through the taste of wines, you can actually show a little bit of culture, geography, and history of Italy, So a great example of the terroir, he also means a great example of the people from that village.
Excellent. I really appreciate it. And where can people find you online?
Yes, passionevino.co.uk. I mean, it's a very crap website. We are still under construction after 10 years of trading. But, you know, we've always been investing our budget into searching new jewels, you know, searching new artisans. So we always left the, you know, the technical side of the website a little bit behind. But we're getting there.
Thank you again.
Thank you.